The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on over there, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing great. How about yourself? How's things?
Yeah, everything's good, man. We're into the the second week of the second weekend of February here, and it's moving along here, and it's just. A lot of positive things are happening, yeah. Including, you and I discussed it during the week. Do you remember?
Nope.
It is staying lighter out later now. I was in the car at 5:35 during the week, and I'm like, said to my wife and the kids, it's still light out.
Yeah. That's a treat. Yeah, and yeah, you just feel better, right? Overall, when you're kind of heading towards that springtime and getting out of the darkness of winter.
Yeah, and no doubt about it. And then on top of it, we've got a lot of exciting stuff going on in the office right now, which, I am really excited about, the change of broker-dealer that we made, the new opportunities that I feel as though that we have to bring to the listeners, our clients, and, it's a dynamic time right now for sure.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's dynamic at Wealth Management Group, right? I mean, we always have things going on and trying to improve and do things, and we want that to translate to the listeners to look at their personal affairs and kind of take the same approach, right? I think that's what we're trying to bring, the education every week.
Yeah, 100%. So, it's exciting. There's exciting times all about, right now. And, the market's pretty exciting right now if you ask me to.
Yeah, sure is. Yeah, I agree.
We've seen some companies come out and absolutely, crush their crush their earnings, and then we've seen companies come out like this week, for example, Disney came out and made a big announcement about what they're going to do with their ESPN content. Did you hear about it?
No, I did not. I missed that.
Streaming. Oh. All streaming.
Okay.
Yep. By the end of 2025, they will ESPN, the flagship ESPN, will be streaming, and ESPN Plus will be streaming before then.
Can I go on to one of my little about this, but another story?
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because they had it's the Super Bowl week. They had the commissioner's address of the NFL, and they streamed a playoff game on Paramount.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were complaining.
So, yeah.
You got to pay for it. You got to do this and that. And he reminded everybody back when they left regular TV and the first game was on ESPN. And he goes, it was the same negative. But he goes, we have to do where the market's going to be.
Right.
And it's streaming. And that's, I'm not surprised that you're telling
me. Well, that's what Bob Iger was saying. I watched
5 years from now, it's going to be raw streaming in a streaming world.
So I watched the, the interview with him yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were talking to him, and that's exactly what he said. He said, we've got to go where it is. And, app-based entertainment is the what they really believe is the wave of the future. And, you can't, just because, a terrestrial cable TV company is upset that you're doing this, he goes, I can't, we can't make our decision based on that.
Kind of like go to the library and pick a book.
Right.
That's what TV's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sit down, pull up the app, and what do I want to watch tonight?
Yeah, and that's, so that was very, that was very interesting to see. Out there. And just a reminder, not an endorsement for or against any individual stock, not suggesting that, should buy or sell or do anything with Disney.
Right.
Just a conversation about what's happening out there in the world related to this kind of stuff out there. And it is, You know, it is ever changing, yeah. Mike. And I think that when you look at it for investors out there, you know, I think there's tremendous opportunity in some of these areas for people to be taking advantage of.
I agree, Doug. You know, things are changing, our financial world, how we do things. I'm sitting here laughing. You see a smile on my face. Back when we started this show 25 plus years ago, you got your stock quotes from the Star Ledger business section the next day when the newspaper came, right? Now I think anything business news is in your phone or certainly on your computer. So things are always going to evolve, and they evolve in personal finance, right?
You bet.
And you know, you can't get caught being a dinosaur.
I mean, no.
You have to. Hey, listen, I'm not a big change guy. I'm not out there looking for change, but I get it. You got to adapt. You know what I'm saying? You got to kind of. And that's what personal finance has become. A lot has changed over time for folks.
Yeah, and you know, when things change, the interesting thing about the financial world, Mike, is though, when you see things that are changing outside in everyday life and that, you need to understand and you got to think to yourself, how is this impacting the investment arenas, right? Is there opportunity here? Is some of this a warning sign for some areas? Maybe you can't be in certain areas anymore. You shouldn't be in certain areas anymore. But a lot of this is beyond the scope and the realm of the capability of the average person out there for a whole bunch of reasons. Not that they're not smart enough to understand it or get it. It's that they're busy. They've got things going on in their life. They're working. They're doing stuff with their children or just not interested in it. And that's where the active management and the partnership with us comes into play, is that we can help you and talk to you about these different things.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, you know, how many times you and I have spoken to people and they just flat out tell you, which I admire, I'm just not good with my personal finances. I'm just not good keeping up with it. I don't, you know, I know I should be following them more and I should be doing more, you know, in whatever aspect. And I'm not just talking about, you know, do I have money or not? That's not what I mean. Just keeping up with their financial situation, they're just not good at it.
They're not. And you know, a lot of people find it frustrating. But, you know, that's where one of the tremendous opportunities for us now to bring to our clients is now we've got a single platform logon. And they can go on and see as much of their financial life as they would like to see right in one spot. Click on it. Boom. If you want to link your 401k in, link your 401k. You want to link your bank account in, link your bank account in. Everything that you have with us will be right in there. You go, you click on it, you look, it's right there. There's no more running around. It's all compartmentalized in a really nice tied up box with a nice bow in it for you.
Yeah, and that's what people want, right? I mean, I think we're living in an ever-changing world, right? To get back to where we started, of things of ease, right? At our fingertips. It's all at our fingertips these days. And that's what people want. Log on and you know, that's the way it's going. It's what it is. Not, you know, it's where it's going. It is what it is.
You know, and then you look and you see, like, and again, not an endorsement for nor against anything, but information came out this week about the productivity of semiconductor companies out there, right? Making chips. The demand for chips is so high. Right? It is, because everything runs off chips now. So, you know, they're like, what's the difference between software and like semiconductor? And you go and you look at it and you say, like, yeah, software is very mature right now, but semiconductor, you know, according to the person that was speaking there, may have tremendous opportunity ahead of it. Again, something that the average person may or may not think about. But when we develop a portfolio for you and we use our active managed partners involved with this, that's something that they'll look at and say, hey, you know, you probably should be in this area.
Funny that you mentioned that, and maybe you did see this, but did you get a chance to see 60 Minutes last week? Fed Chairman Powell was on.
I did not watch it.
Yeah, and one of the things they were talking about the state of the economy and the inflation and the interest rates and all that, and he said with COVID, the semiconductors, you know, the shutdown, the shortage, whatever, with the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Caused this huge inflation. He almost like kind of, you know, other factors, but he kind of singled it as the inflation, a lot of it had to do with the auto industry because of what happened with the semiconductors and the shortage. And he basically went on to say, saying it kind of once that freed up, it helped bring things down also.
Yeah, well, you don't realize, I think the average person doesn't realize the length of electronics inside of automobiles now.
Yeah.
You know, you just, you don't. You don't think about it.
And it makes sense. Remember at one time, right? Let's go back a year or two ago when you had a used car. And, you know, what would normally be worth 20,000 used is saying, oh, yeah, they're offering 32,000 right now for that car. So if you think about it, it almost became a trading commodity. You know what I'm saying? At that point. But it had to do with semiconductors. And he did reference that with the whole what.
Well, just think about this, Mike. Do you know, like, is there a new car out there that the radio you're not touching, pointing with your finger on it? Like, I don't think that there is. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know every car that's being manufactured, but, you know, I think most of them for the, you know, have touchscreen.
It's like having a computer in your car. You know, it's the best way to say it, but yeah, that's interesting, you know, and it's funny that you brought that up, and that's what he did mention.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot going on out there in the financial world. And again, to me, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on out there. And we're really in a spot in the economic cycle right now, if you will, where I think that there's, if you go back historically and you look, and you say when interest rates are mature, which I believe that in my opinion is interest rates are mature right now, and before they start to go back down again, which historically says that's probably the next move, and pretty much Chairman Powell tells us that that's the next move, is that when interest rates are mature, before they start to cut is when there's a tremendous opportunity historically in the markets. And that's where we are right now. And, you know, when you go on and you look and you do the research and you say, okay, I can see where that happened. And it's never guaranteed it's going to happen again. But when you use your past as an educator and help you to make a decision on that, you've got to say that there's a tremendous opportunity right now for people because we're at a mature spot in interest rates right now. And then when they start to cut, typically the market moves upward in that circumstance right there. If you wait until they cut, you may miss it.
Sure. Absolutely. We're in a little, I'm going to call it a sweet spot, I think, when it comes to, you know, rates, the economy and all that. And even before they start cutting, I mean, I think the flatter it stays of no activity is kind of saying the ship is kind of sailing steady.
Right.
You know, we don't always need to be going up and down, up and down, up and down with rates. So, I mean, I guess they would love in a perfect world to hold it steady, too, for as long as they could.
Well, sure. You know, but the interest rate right now is higher than the long term projected that the Fed has. Right.
In my opinion, the next move is definitely down. There's no doubt about that.
Sure. You know, and what I'm saying is that, you know, when you go back and, you know, in the research I've done and looked at, when you go back, when you're in places like we're in right now, I think it's a good opportunity. So, you know, people, you shouldn't just sit around and say, all right, you know, don't take the kind of whatever thing. I think, in my opinion, you've got an opportunity here to advance, you know, your portfolio if it's done properly. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you, to the best of your ability, can build in some safety nets along the way so that you make sure that, you know, if Doug and Mike aren't right, and, you know, that how are we protected? Because the other thing is, and I want to talk about this in the next segment, people's account values right now may be at the highest level they've ever been in their entire lifetime.
Possibly, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Well, the market's at all-time highs.
Yeah, it doesn't always work that way, but that's people invest.
Well, their behavior can ruin the performance.
And there's different investing and, you know, all that type of stuff. You could have changed your allocation over time,
right,
for various reasons. So that's not always necessarily true.
Right, but there's a very good, in my opinion, probability that a lot of people listening right now are sitting at their all-time highs.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, sure.
Right? And what are you doing about that? You know, are you making appropriate appropriate portfolio adjustments if they're necessary. What are you doing in this circumstance right now? And I just want to suggest that doing nothing's probably not a great idea, but I want to say that maybe you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, of course.
But a review of it is what's really, really important, because last week we spoke about it, is that risk levels, you know, you got to pay attention to your risk levels inside of your portfolio, and your risk level may be unknowingly higher now than it was when you first established your portfolio.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so you got to pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything you want to add here?
No, I'm good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and we're glad that you're investing some of your time here. Mike and I come out this week and every week to talk to you about financial stuff, because we say financial stuff, we'll talk to you about anything that has to do with your money to see if we can help guide you in the right direction to accomplishing your goals and objectives. You know, we come on here and we don't talk about individual products. We don't talk about individual recommendations, because that's really specific to your circumstance in your situation. I mean, we believe that prescription without diagnosis is malpractice in any business. A financial planning business isn't any different. So, you know, Mike, on occasion people say, how come you guys don't recommend, you know, a stock or something, you know, on the radio? And that's, you know, because it's craziness to do that, you know, out there, because we don't know if it's appropriate for your situation or not.
Of course. You know, that would just be, you know, flat out stupid.
Yeah. You know, so that's, you know, that's why, you know, we don't do that kind of stuff. But what we do is we come on here and we try to talk to you about what we feel as though are the appropriate strategies and processes and things to do that'll ultimately lead you to the selection of financial instruments, right? It's sort of like having a blueprint to build a house. Like, you're not just going to, if you want to build a house, you're not just going to go to the supply shop and say, give me 18 windows, give me 463 2x4s. It's not how it works, right? You take the blueprint that the architect did, and you say, okay. Then you get somebody who knows, you got to get a framer, a carpenter, whatever you want to call it, and say, okay, you got to frame it out. You got to get an electrician. You got to get a plumber. You know, most people need a general contractor to do that. That's us.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? You know, and again, Doug, I like to say that, you know, folks, if we can get you to think and think in particular about your situation and maybe even apply some of the things that we're talking about, and some that we get it. Some things may not apply to you, but it may apply to me, but get you to think about your situation. And then hopefully you take prudent steps from there. That's, you know, at the end of the day, that's a victory for us.
Our biggest challenge, Mike, is getting people to take action and picking up the phone. It really, really is. Because, like, you had a gentleman in this week that you've been working with, introduce him to me, and he said to us in a meeting, he goes, I've been listening to you guys forever. I should have been in here a lot longer, you know, sooner than, you know, I was in it. And there's a lot of people listening to the show right now that are doing, you know, one of these days. And, you know, today's the day. Make today the day. Don't say one of these days. Today, you know, the old Chinese proverb out there, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, let's
– true.
You know, I don't know how they said it in Chinese, but I'm told it's an old Chinese proverb.
You'll believe anything.
Nah, it's not true.
So what do we got besides Proverbs? Where are we going next with this show?
Confucius?
Where are we going next?
All right. Now, what I wanted to what I wanted to talk about, in all seriousness, is I wanted to talk to, as I started to before, about really paying attention to your account values and, for lack of a better word, being appreciative of where they are. And what I mean by when I say being appreciative of where they are, like, you did the hard work to get it there. But let's make sure that you're doing the right things with your funds that are appropriate for you. And, you know, appreciate the hard work that you've done to accumulate money and put it away and realize that, you know, that took some effort. You did do it. Now let's make sure that we're tending to these funds because you did it for a reason. You accumulated your money for a reason. The reason probably was so that you could use those funds to support your lifestyle at some point in time when you wanted to be financially independent and didn't want to have to go to work every single day again.
Yeah. No, Doug, that's, you know, that's well said. And, you know, and market opportunities, right, at its various stages. And if you're going to say people are at all-time highs or close or you're at an all-time high, let's talk to that audience. What are you doing about it? Like, you know, it's, we didn't come this far, you know, to get this far.
To stay here. Right.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So this isn't the final, okay, we came this far, we made it. Look at this. My statement's finally at an all time high. Okay.
You know what the problem
is? I ask now what?
The challenge, Mike, is that it's just numbers on a statement right now. Okay. It's not cash on the table.
Yeah.
Right? It's not laying on your kitchen table. It's not, you know, $800,000, you know, laying on your kitchen table, which if it was, you might hire a guard to be at your house. Mm. Right? I mean, think about it. But when it just comes on a statement to you and it just comes on a piece of paper, I find that the appreciation for that asset probably isn't at the level for some people that it ought to be at. And when I say the appreciation of it is, you got to make sure that you've got somebody helping you to take care of that tremendous asset that you have right there. And too few people out there are actually doing that. They're actually just saying, okay, you know, whatever. Yeah, look at, honey, this is great. Look how much money's here right now. Okay, but do you have a strategy in place for it? Do you have a plan in place for those funds? You know, it's one thing to accumulate money with the goal of retirement or any other goal that you have, yet it's something very different to have an actual strategy in place to utilize those funds.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Doug, that you're bringing this up, and what's racing through my mind is money has various stages, okay? And you may be invested, and you can hit various stages of your life. And let's just say you're the 52 or 55-year-old out there that just got the statement that's at an all-time high. Great. Congratulations. But again, we didn't come this far to get this far because that money is going to be needed in retirement to kick out an income stream for you to be able to be retired for 25, 30 years. Okay. So you just can't say I'm there today. That's the end of the game and watch it go down the tubes or make a crucial mistake between now and the time you retire. For the person that retires, that's just retiring or getting ready to retire. Well, I just said it. You're going to need an income stream. That's the next stage. That's the next conversion, if you will. How do you take this goodwill that you have and create it into an income stream? Somebody that's retired, that's already having an income stream. Well, leaving their money to their children, to their beneficiaries, it may be a very, very important big deal, right? So you want to do the right things to be able to say, okay, keep my retirement going nice and healthy on income, but we'd also leave as much as we can to our children. So you know, I just gave you three quick scenarios of money in its various stages that somebody could be at an all-time high, and it's, well, what's next?
Right, right. And what's the, you know, Mike, when people climb a mountain, right, and they climb up a mountain, when they get to a certain level, they set up a camp,
yeah.
Right? And it's for safety purposes. It's for, you know, a lot of reasons. They won't fall back down further. And, you know, that's so the whole thing about it is that,
you're climbing up this mountain while you're working and you're in your wealth accumulation phase of your life, right? And then you're descending down the mountain when you're, you know, into retirement years. And, you know, if you think about Mount Everest, you know, the vast majority of people who pass away climbing Mount Everest don't die on the way up. They die on the way down because of mistakes and because proper preparation wasn't done on the way up the mountain. They reach the summit, they get to the pinnacle, i.e. maybe retirement, but then maybe they made some mistakes on the way up, that they maybe they ate too much food on the way up at one certain spot, you know, and they ruined their ration or, you know, whatever it is. And then on the way back down again, something went sideways.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing in your financial life. As you're, you know, we used to talk about on the show years ago, Mike, three phases of your financial life, right? Yeah. Maximum wealth accumulation, maximum spendable income, and maximum transfer of wealth to the next generation, yeah. Right? That was it. Those are the three phases of the financial life. So climbing up the mountain is the maximum accumulation, and climbing down is the maximum income, right? So you want to make sure that you don't make mistakes on the way up because you want to make it on the way down.
Yeah, and for us, Doug, we just don't look at it as like, well, you know, you hit one level, you're a success. Great, nice. You great job. But we believe you need to be successful at all three levels.
Sure.
And to me, if you know, I feel like once you get to that first level, the accumulation, you can very well be successful at the next two stages of your financial life, if you will.
Right.
But there's ever change and there's transition. And a lot happens between that time and the time you're not here anymore, quite frankly.
You know, Mike, I had clients in this week and, you know, I was doing a review with them and, you know, going over everything. And I was talking to them and they're just about getting ready to retire. One's a police officer for the railroad, right, which is an interesting job because railroad pension, right, you don't come across a lot of people with railroad pensions a lot, right? So, but what we were talking about was I was talking to them about their estate planning. And they said, well, our focus is not to leave as much as we can to the kids, right? And I said to them, listen, and I ran it down with them. Here's the pension that's going to be coming in, right? He doesn't get Social Security because he gets a railroad pension. And then I said to the wife, this is your Social Security that's going to be coming in, or half of the pension. It's how it works. It's complicated. And then that's what's going to be coming in the door. And then you have these assets, which are well in excess of $1.5 million. You are simply not going to consume all the money. And then when I finally, you know, showed them that and they realized it, I said, so you are going to leave a lot of money behind. What are we going to do about that? Are we going to plan for the orderly distribution of this? Are we going to plan for it? Because I get it, tongue in cheek. I don't care how much I leave behind. I'm going to enjoy my retirement. You're not going to consume it all, and it's going to grow significantly over this period of time.
Two things. You know why they're not going to consume it all? And people will tell you, I'm going to use all my money. I don't care how much I leave in my children. All those cliche sayings is in you, is ingrained. You have a fear that you're going to run out of money.
Exactly what I told them.
So you're not that person. You did a great job accumulating. You watched the nickels and the dimes. You're not going to change who you are and live on the edge and say, I'm spending down that account.
Right.
There's no way, no how. Quite frankly, I've never seen it done by a client do it that way.
And we've been in this business a long time.
So that's that. And two is, like you said, Doug, whether you like it or not, there is going to be substantial money left behind.
Right.
And to say, I'm not going to plan for that is as foolish as the day is long.
Right.
Because you work so hard to get to that level. You watched yourself even during your retirement years, right? I mean, hopefully everybody should have as much or the best retirement possible. But of course, you're taking care of your nickels and dimes. Why are you going to do it now? That just makes absolutely no sense.
You know, we've spoken for years about how as you're going through life, you are always your children's parents, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old your children are.
Right.
If your children are 70 and you're 95, you are still that child's parent.
Yeah.
And you are still teaching them lessons. And probably one of the most valuable lessons you can teach them is how to handle the orderly transfer of wealth from one generation to the other. In other words, do your inheritance planning properly, right? You know, we see it, folks. We see it. We see the transitions that are set up properly versus the transitions that are not.
You know, Doug, that's a culture that you're talking about. It's almost like a successful culture. How many times you and I have said we've worked with parents and they said, we want you to start working with our children, and
yep.
the children are super and they're very financial and they want to do the right thing like mom and dad did. And then unfortunately, we've come someday to the end of the road when mom and dad passed away. And we say, okay, as you know, you know, all this money and here's what you need to do. And the first thing out of their mouths will be is, oh yeah, I want to do the right thing. I don't want this money squandered. I want, like, mom and dad work really hard. You know, that's a culture. That's a financial winning culture to me, if you ask it. And there's families that bring that to the table.
Listen, Mike, this is how multi-generational wealth gets built in this country.
Yeah.
Right? And it's got to start somewhere. So why doesn't it start with you, right? The person who's listening right now, and make sure that you set up the transition of your wealth appropriately. Now, yes, we'll tell you the same thing we tell everybody else. Taking care of you during your lifetime is the number one priority. Okay?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Taking care of mom and dad, that's the number one priority. Whatever's left is what's left. But I'm here to tell you that if you do it right, there's probably going to be a lot left.
Yeah. What you're saying is there's a way to do all.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, agreed.
And what we're talking about today is not you doing without for you so that we set up for them. That's not the case at all. What we want to do is we want to sit down and we want to do a whole strategy for you, all encompassing, right? One step at a time, as we advocate all the time. Best way to eat an elephant, one bite at a time, right? One step at a time. Do the first things first, the second thing second, the third thing third. But let's get it done and let's make it easy. And one of the things that I'm very proud of is that through all the years that we've been doing this and helping people and experiencing, creating professional experience for ourselves and knowledge and wisdom, is that the way that we can make this as simple a process for our clients as we believe possible, that enhances the probability of following through with it.
Sure, sure. And, you know, Doug, really, you know, so far today, the show, what we're talking about, right, we're talking about people with their statements and how far they've come to get to this level. And we're talking about the three phases, the three stages of your financial world. We're talking about financial awareness, aren't we?
I mean, kind of, sure.
That's what it seems like to me. And how do you deal with it all and how you can be successful at all stages, at all phases. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people just, they don't connect the dots, if you will.
Right.
You know, and what we're saying is you can. You most certainly can connect the dots.
Yeah. Anything you want to add right now?
No, I think that was pretty good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. We got some more, I think, pretty cool stuff to talk to you about. We'll be right back, folks.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
people need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money.
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
people love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start and this will never change.
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you.
Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. And, you know, we're to the point of the show where we're the what have you been up to lately. We've kind of been doing that, I guess, all show, right?
Yeah.
You laughed at me. You looked at me like, I've been talking about that already.
Yeah, what's changed? But okay.
Right. So, like we said at the beginning of the show, a lot of exciting stuff going on at Wealth Management Group now when, you know, we made a change of our broker-dealer. And I really think, Mike, that it's a huge enhancement for our clients and for, you know, the listeners here. In my opinion, the opportunities and the new planning tools and strategies that come along with it, really, I mean, I thought we were awesome beforehand. I really think that, you know, this is just going to take it to another level now.
Yeah, and you know what's nice, Doug, is you know, talking to you know, the existing clients and dealing with them and the various people that we have, is to hear that many of them congratulate us, and great to see that we're taking that step.
Sure.
Forward, you know, to do stuff like that, and they understand why things need to be done the way they get done. And you know, Doug, that's just part of, you know, I like to say, you know, without our clients, obviously we'd be nobodies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I like to thank them, because I always look at an active partnership.
It is.
You know, and the way you and I are making decisions for wealth management, we're really making decisions and for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
We're really, they're our partners. You know, it's beyond Doug and Mike are our partners. You know, they're our partners. That's how I literally look at it. So it's good, and we're excited. It's, you know, it's a lot of work, and we're, you know, it's crazy around here, but we're getting there.
Yeah, and what's really nice is that it hasn't really, you know, it's created additional opportunity for us to meet with people, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're out there and you're listening to the show, you know, pick that phone up and give us a call. You know, the number for that is 855-262-3722. And, you know, we've got offices and meeting facilities out there. We've got a new office now in Florham Park. You know, we've got office in Clark and Toms River. We're old school. We'll do, you know, a house call if you'd like. We're modern day. We'll do a virtual or a Zoom, whatever it is that you want to do. But what we want to do is we want to help you.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, that's what it all comes down to. Yes, it helps us build our business, and yes, you know, there's definitely a benefit in it for us as well. But we feel as though that if we don't bring value to you, then you don't need us. Right?
Sure.
And our processes and our strategies and our techniques and our new advanced capabilities now really bring us, you know, I always thought we were leaders, but I really, really think that we're very different than most of the other firms that are out there now.
Correct.
You know? So, but one of the things that this change has created is a lot of obviously contact with our existing clients and conversations that, you know, that people are having. And Mike, I got to tell you is that, you know, more and more, it's always been the number one topic, retirement, you know, income planning. It really, really has been, you know, I think for years. But more and more people are now, in addition to that, are focusing on the inheritance planning. And that's why, you know, I wanted to talk about it so much. And there's a client of ours who passed away about a year ago now, and the estate's being settled. And I'm watching some of the kids who are getting the money do the right thing, and others, exactly what the grandmother was fearful of, it is just going out as fast as it comes in. And that's upsetting.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, unfortunately, though, Doug, you are who you are. And we see that a lot when it comes to inheritance, right? People that are receiving inheritance. And there's people that have always done a good job, and they're financially conscious, and they will continue to do a good job. And there's just been people that are completely irresponsible, to be kind. And guess what? They're irresponsible.
And so, but what I wanted to bring to people's attention is that, look, at some point in time, you have to look at your children and see who they are and be honest about it, right? Mm-hmm. And if you do have financially irresponsible children and you are worried about them squandering an inheritance, you know, everything that you worked so hard during your lifetime to accumulate, you can set up an inheritance plan to do your best to prevent that from happening, right? You don't, they don't have to get all the money right up front. They don't have to do that. You can set up inheritance strategies where they can get a monthly stipend out if that's what you want to do. But you can't do it by sitting in your living room and complaining to your spouse about how irresponsible the child is. The only way you can do it is by taking some action and sitting down with us and talking to us about it and let us show you how to do it.
Yeah, great point, because a lot of people, they think their way to solve the problem is just to sit and complain, right? And that's just, you know, guess what? You're going to sit there every day and do that, and nothing's going to change. The person's not going to change. So either you have to step up and take action and do something, control what you can control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're telling you to do.
And I'm not saying that you should try to rule from the grave, you know, forever. That's a terrible idea as well. Yeah. But what I'm saying is maybe something in between that we can set up. And listen, here's the other thing. As I want to assure you, do not be embarrassed to come in and tell us we've got an irresponsible child, a financially irresponsible child here, because we have seen hundreds of them over the years. You're not going to be the first one that walks through and tells us this.
Sure. And you know, Doug, when it comes to the planning and the estate planning, whether it's problems with a child, sometimes there's divorce.
Another thing you got to be careful about.
That's another one that we get calls about. Divorce, problems with the child. Another thing would be an estranged child, right? I mean, we've many cases of that along the way, unfortunately, but that's just reality. So, you know, we understand when it comes to inheritance planning, you know, it is what it is, and you need to do what you need to do to get this done the proper way. So, by all means, don't ever be embarrassed.
Yeah, and then there's the other, you know, one of the other challenges that people can face, Mike, and we haven't spoken about it lately on the show, is if you have a special needs child. Right?
Very important.
Very, very important. And there needs to be careful consideration and careful planning that goes on with that, because especially if they're getting some sort of government assistance programs or that nature, you don't want an inheritance to disqualify them from that. So you need to make sure that your estate is set up properly. And then also, you want to make sure that you have the right amount of life insurance.
Sure.
Right? I mean, you know, that's a circumstance there where, you know, a special needs child is going to could need, you know, to be taken care of for a very long time after you're not here anymore, and you want to make sure that you set it up properly. And listen, nobody's got a lease on life. You know, there's no doubt about it. So you need to make sure that you have the proper insurance coverages.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, you know, I want to talk about a little bit, you know, what I've been up to lately is, and you know, here we are early in the year, but I already got hit three times already was people saying to me, I need to talk to you. I need to sit down with you because changing a little bit with the job and not changing the job, but this retirement of kind of easing into retirement.
Yeah, it's becoming more common.
I want to see if I could back it down a little bit. I have an opportunity here to kind of like retire, but not retire, you know, like kind of retire from the full-time grind, but they want to keep me on and my finances. And if I do this, how much can I make? And when can I turn on my Social Security and, you know, the investments and how can I set up my investment? So that whole thing, I've been hit three times with, I want to have a discussion with you to kind of go work the numbers and go through the numbers to kind of, I'm going to call pre-retirement. Is that fair?
Sure. Hybrid retirement?
Yeah.
But
I think that's going to be really big as we go on.
Well, it definitely is. And, you know, it's as you know, and you and I both do it, is we read stuff, right? And, you know, on the weekends, I get up early before my family gets up and I go downstairs and I read. And not a book per se, but industry information. And that is an extremely common thing that's happening right now, where employees are going to their employer and they're saying, I'm thinking about getting ready to retire. The labor market is so tight, they know replacing them is going to be difficult. So they're coming up with more creative strategies to allow employees to cut their hours down and work part-time and maybe maintain, you know, the critical things that they do, but the non-critical things, offload those to somebody else. Becoming extremely common.
Yeah, and from the employer side, they don't want to replace your position. They were looking, they know you've been there forever, and they're thinking, okay, well, if Doug leaves me now, if I can get him to do 2 days a week, then I'm going to give a little bit to Mike to do in the office, a little bit to Lorraine to do at the office. And we kind of didn't replace that job, but we're doing it for, you know, we're saving the company some money. So it's a win for the old employee. It's a win for the employer. And you're seeing a lot of that from the employer side. It's I'll call it consolidation, for lack of better words.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, this labor market, the way it is right now, where it is, it's hard for employers to find people to work. And the what is really challenging is it's becoming expensive, because if you want to get somebody from a competitor, you got to pay them significantly more than they're getting paid right now.
Yeah, and then there's an emotional side to it, too. The employee doesn't want to leave and call it a day, so they're hanging on for a little bit. And the employer is saying, this person's been with me for so long and done such a great job. If I can hang on to him or her for a little bit longer, because who in the world am I going to hire that's going to come in and do what he or she does?
Right.
So you got the emotional aspect, too. That's kind of like an employment marriage, if you will.
Yeah, you know, no, it's a very, very good point. As a matter of fact, it's ironic you bring it up, because my mother-in-law is going through that right now. She thought about retiring. She went and spoke to them about retiring, or say, well, how about if we just cut your hours down? Mm-hmm. You know, because she's valuable. She's been with the company for 30 some odd years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So they don't want to lose somebody like that. You're still at 20 hours a week, 25 hours a week, you're still very valuable.
It's a win for both sides.
It really, really is a win for both sides, Mike. And, you know, it's just something that needs to be, you know, looked at. But the only way you can truly get to that point, in my opinion, is to make sure that you do have a proper strategy and plan in place beforehand. You got to see if you can afford to do that.
Well, like I've always said to existing clients, new clients, whomever, hey, when we're planning to do something like that, or we're even planning for retirement, that's one of those that we got to measure three times before we cut. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's the meeting, there's the sit down. Okay, we're good. But as we get closer, as that, you're going to go knock on the boss's door and have that conversation. Let's make sure you got the retirement plan in your back pocket.
How many times have you made a mistake cutting?
I usually have to hire somebody, so you're asking the wrong guy.
Because
so 100%.
Your phrase is always measure three times, right? But I've always grown up hearing measure twice, cut once.
No, I do three.
So
times.
Three times. So I can't help but think that over the course of a lifetime, that Bonacorso has made some severe cutting errors, and now he's a three-time measurer.
Three times.
Yeah, but you're right. You know, and you know, it's to that point where you need to go and you need to coordinate everything. You know, I had a question from somebody else this week and said, hey, listen, this is great. I was at the dentist and I'm still working. The dentist told me that I was in violation because I didn't take money out of my 401k. And I'm above the required minimal distribution. And I said, well, you want me to look into that law for you? You want me to just tell you what it is, because I know what it is. I didn't have to take a distribution out. But they left the dentist, and the dentist told them they had to take a distribution out.
Well, you should tell the dentist how to drill teeth.
Well, you know that was my response.
I wasn't even getting into all that.
Right.
Just, you know.
Yeah, tell the dentist I'll handle the financial.
Did he drill from on top or from the side?
Yeah, right. Who knows? You know, who knows? So, But
you got to watch, though, Doug, because we call that water cooler advice
exactly.
On the show, right? And you have to be careful. And if the person didn't run back to you and say, hey, Doug, right, and went and did it, okay, so now they start taking money out of their 401k that didn't have to, and guess what? That money's taxable.
So
okay, so there's a costly mistake for you.
So 100% true story. This person went to the dentist on Saturday, called me on Monday, and said, oh, and then when I told them, they're like, oh, I've been worrying about that all weekend.
You
worrying about the fact that they didn't take money out of their,
oh, please.
Their the thing, oh, right? You know
what I'm
saying?
The dentist realized he made a mistake, or she made a mistake.
No. The client
said,
oh, I've been worrying about that all weekend. Like, because now, you know, he put that thought in my head, and I'm like, we got it.
Doug,
we got you.
Doug, how many of those calls we've gotten over our career that's I'm worried about this, or I heard this, or they told me this, my friend told me that, and it doesn't apply to you.
Right.
How many times it doesn't apply to you?
Yeah,
You know, it just really, really doesn't. Yeah. So, you know, utilize us. That's what we're here for. I mean, you know, you gotta pick the phone up and give a call and talk to us. And listen, to her credit, she did.
Yeah.
You know, she called me on Monday, is you know, right away, and I answered a question for her, but felt bad for her. She said she was worrying about it, and I know her. She was worrying about it all weekend. You know what I'm saying? So anything you want to add here?
No, I'm good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it. 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show and hope that we're bringing you some good value today. And, you know, Mike, I just wanted to take a minute here at the end of the show and talk about Wealth Management Group for a second. Let the people know that, you know, we're here to help you, right? We've been at this game now, you know, if you will, for, you know, well over 30 years. And we've got what I believe a very nice system that's easy for people to understand and easy for people to realize, you know, the recommendations that we make, and just we're easy to work with. And I think that that's really important, that people need to understand that that's a focus of ours, to make sure that we're easy to work with.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, Doug, you know, probably what people think in their head of what this entails or what's going to happen is probably the direct opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And I think first and foremost, we're easy to work with. I think we look to form what we call an active partnership of working together,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think that alone, those two elements right there kind of make everything else easy.
Yeah.
You know, if you easy to get along with, easy, let's work together, let's do this, you know, one bite at a time, as you like to say. I think it puts you on the right trail and cuts out a lot of the external noise that people probably have in their heads about decisions on their money or selecting a financial advisor.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that I think that's, you know, really important is that, like, we're friendly people to work with. Like, our whole organization is friendly and professional and intelligent, but we don't talk in terms that where we just want to come off and sound really, really smart. I mean, we believe that true genius is taking a complex issue and making it simple to understand, not taking a simple issue and making it sound like it's really complex, so you need us. That's not what we do. We do the opposite of that. Yeah. And I think that it's important for people to understand that that's really one of the drivers and one of the, you know, the axioms, if you will, of Wealth Management Group.
Yeah, and, you know, there's guys out there that just want to make it like everything's so critical, and this is, you know, if you did this, you just wrecked the world. And how many times people tell me they did something, and I'll be like, okay, you didn't wreck the world, you know, but would I have done that? No, but okay, we'll live with it here. We'll do this, that, or the other thing. So, you know, it's an approach of, we don't try to overwhelm you. We don't try to put fear into you, overspeak you. It's not who we are.
Right. And the other thing that we don't do, and this is really, I think, important for you to understand, is we don't chase you. All right. We sit with you. We show you our ideas, our recommendations. We'll follow up with you once, maybe twice after that. And then it's in your ballpark. You know, you don't have to fear that, oh, my God, you know, these guys, they're just going to, you know, push me to become a client. That's not it. We're not interested in that. Right. We've learned over the years, you don't push somebody to become a client. If you show them your value and if they want to become a client, then it's a good partnership.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, and, you know, thankfully is we're well beyond that phase in our career where, you know, we don't need to run around and take everybody that, you know, we want as a client. You come in and we sit down and we see if it's a match.
Absolutely.
You know, and a lot of times to what you were alluding to before, Mike, people come in and they already have some investments in place. They already have some strategies and that are good.
Yeah.
So we just want to enhance it and just build around it. So, you know, I think that's really important for you to know. We're available for complimentary consultations. There's no cost or obligation. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Michael, anything?
That wraps it up. I'm good.
Yep. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.